Hippocrates, more than 2,000 years ago, wrote of people who fell and broke their hips, which in those pre-surgical days demanded months of bandaging and immobility to let the bones knit. In such cases, he wrote, the imagination is subdued, and the patient cannot remember how to stand or walk. With the advent of functional brain imaging, the neural basis of such subduing has been clarified. There may be inhibition or deactivation not only peripherally in the nerve elements of the damaged tendons and muscles, and perhaps in the spinal cord, but also centrally in the body image, the mapping or representation of the body in the brain. A.R. Luria, in a letter to me, once referred to this as the central resonances of a peripheral injury. The affected limb may lose its place in the body image, while the rest of the body's representation then expands to fill the vacancy. If this happens, the limb is not only rendered functionless, it no longer seems to belong to one at all. Moving such a limb feels like moving an inanimate object. Another system must be brought in, and it is clear that music, above all else, can kickstart a damaged or inhibited motor system into action again. Whether it was the singing of a simple rowing song on the mountain, or the vivid imagining of the Mendelssohn violin concerto when I stood up in the hospital, the rhythm or beat of the music was crucial for me, as it was for my patient with the fractured hip. Was it just the rhythm or beat of the music, or was the melody with its movement, its momentum, also important? Beyond the repetitive motions of walking and dancing, music may allow an ability to organize, to follow intricate sequences, or to hold great volumes of information in mind. This is the narrative or mnemonic power of music. It was very clear with my patient, Dr. P., who had lost the ability to recognize or identify even common objects, though he could see perfectly well. He may have suffered from an early and primarily visual form of Alzheimer's. He was unable to recognize a glove or a flower when I handed it to him, and he once mistook his own wife for a hat. His condition was almost totally disabling, but he discovered that he could perform the needs and tasks of the day if they were organized in song. His wife explained to me, I put all his usual clothes out in all the usual places, and he dresses without difficulty, singing to himself. He does everything singing to himself, but if he is interrupted and loses the thread, he comes to a complete stop, doesn't know his clothes or his own body. He sings all the time, eating songs, dressing songs, bathing songs, everything. He can't do anything unless he makes it a song. Patients with frontal lobe damage may also lose the ability to carry out a complex chain of actions, to dress, for example. Here, music can be very useful as a mnemonic or a narrative, in effect, a series of commands or promptings in the form of rhyme or a song, as in the childhood song, This Old Man. It is similar with some autistic people and with severely retarded people, who may be unable to perform fairly simple sequences, involving perhaps four or five movements or procedures, but who can often do these tasks perfectly well if they set them to music. Music has the power to embed sequences, and to do this when other forms of organization, including verbal forms, fail. Every culture has songs and rhymes to help children learn the alphabet, numbers, and other lists. Even as adults, we are limited in our ability to memorize series or to hold them in mind unless we use mnemonic devices or patterns, and the most powerful of these devices are rhyme, meter, and song. We may have to sing the ABC song internally to remember the alphabet, or imagine Tom Lehrer's song to remember all the chemical elements. For someone who is gifted musically, a huge amount of information can be retained in this way, consciously or unconsciously. The composer Ernst Toch, his grandson Lawrence Wechsler tells me, could readily hold in his mind a very long string of numbers after a single hearing, and he did this by converting the string of numbers into a tune, a melody he shaped corresponding to the numbers.